and welcome to the Study Legal English podcast. I'm your host, Louise, and I'm thrilled today to be joined by my co-author, my dear friend, Natasha Costello. Hi, Natasha.
Hi, Louise. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Good. Nice to see you. So, Natasha is going to be joining me for a few podcasts because today's a very special day for us. Today is our 1 year anniversary of our book, Practical English Language Skills for Lawyers, Improving Your Legal English. Natasha, what do you think? Can you believe it's been a year already?
I know. And what an incredible year it's been. I'm just so grateful for all the support we've received for the book.
Yeah, really been really, really great to hear from listeners. Embracing the book, writing to us and saying how much you've been enjoying it. So with the book, many of you know already, we aim to blend learning legal English with skills. And we've heard from quite a few people about how it's been helping not just learners of legal English, but also teachers as well. So that's great.
Yes. And the other thing is we've had quite a few questions in the year since the book's been published. So we thought we would try to answer some of those questions here today. And the first question that quite a few people have asked us is, where can you buy the book? So the book is available as both a paperback and an ebook, and it's available directly from the publisher's website, that's Routledge, or other online retailers. You can go to the publisher's website to find the book at a bit.ly link. I'll give you the link. It's bit.ly, bit.ly/Pelsbook. That's all capitals, P-E-L-S-B-O-O-K. So that's the bit.ly link. And we will share the link, I'm sure, Louise, won't we, in the show notes. And in addition, we have a discount code for you listeners so that if you want to purchase the book from Routledge, from the publisher, you can use the code EFLY01. That's EFLY01. And that's valid until the end of June this year.
Good. Yeah. So another key question that we've been asked is what kind of skills are included in the book? So each chapter of the book specifically focuses on a skill. It starts with networking, then telephone calls and conference calls, client meetings. We've also got things like contract drafting, contract negotiation. You can see the full detailed table of contents on the website, on the book website page, on Routledge's website page via that link that Natasha mentioned. And yes, of course, we'll include the link in the show notes. Yeah.
And another question people have been asking us is where they can find the audio tracks for the book. So they are accessible also on the publisher's website, on Routledge's website, in the support material section. You can also download the audio tracks directly with this link. This is another bit.ly link. So that's bit.ly/, and then all in capital letters, Pels Audio. That's PELSAUDIO. And we'll give you that link as well.
Of course, unless you've got a pen and paper handy, ready to write down all of these links, don't worry, we will, of course, include them in the show notes. So, Natasha, let's talk a little bit about some of the highlights that we've experienced since publishing the book from the past year. What has been a key standout moment for you?
Well, I think, as we mentioned before, receiving all the wonderful positive feedback, that's been incredible. Just knowing that our book has been making a difference to people, that they're able to use English more confidently, that's what's been really rewarding for me.
Yeah, that's also been really lovely for me too. I keep a tab in my emails called Happy, and it's got all of my lovely positive feedback from students and listeners. So that always puts a smile on my face. And another point for me has been teaching our workshops together. So many listeners, you've heard about the workshops that we've been doing. Natasha and I have been co-teaching a range of workshops based on the material from the book. And so far, we've covered topics like legal English for networking, for client meetings, and for telephone calls and conference calls. And they've been very well received. We've had some lovely students join us for those workshops. And it's been really lovely having written the book together to then teach the material together. So I've really enjoyed that.
Yeah, and I think that's a point I wanted to make as well, that having spent all that time working together, actually writing the book, it's been really nice to be teaching together. And another thing that we've done this year is presented together at various international conferences, where we've been able to share some of our insights into integrating practical skills into legal English teaching. So I've really enjoyed that as well.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed presenting together too. And in fact, I don't know if you can see behind me here, we actually were awarded this lovely recognition of achievement for global legal skills education. Both of us were awarded this lovely award at the Global Legal Skills Conference for our book.
Yeah.
I think that was also a key moment for us.
That was a really nice moment. I agree. Yeah. So do you want to talk a little bit about what's in store for this year?
Yes. So I'm sure the listeners are going to be very excited and happy to hear that we do have upcoming workshops for this year too. We're going to be running some workshops on legal English for legal writing, which is a really hot topic, a really much needed skill for lawyers, legal writing. I know that many of the listeners, very often I get people writing in and asking about how to improve their legal writing. So if that is you, come along to our workshop. So we've got legal English for legal writing, legal English for presentationers. Again, this is another topic that I teach a lot with my, often with my one-to-one students. Lawyers need to present very frequently. And so we've got a workshop series on each of these topics. And then we've got another workshop series, I should say, on mastering LinkedIn for legal professionals. So if you're on LinkedIn and want to improve your profile in English, then those workshops are certainly for you. So in general, these workshops are designed for people who are learning legal English and who want to develop their practical skills. And I'm looking forward to teaching them again with Natasha and meeting some of you listeners, you students who want to improve those skills.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to those too. We always have really nice groups of people working together in those workshops. So the details of the workshops, along with the discount codes for people who sign up early, will be in the show notes as well. So the cost for each workshop, so each workshop in the series, is €50, and there is a 20% discount for the first three people to register for each session. And that is all explained in the show notes.
Yeah, exactly. And if you are very eager to go and find straight away, if you go to studylegalenglish.com/courses, you can find details, all of the links as well. And if you're a teacher and you want to do some teacher training and you're interested in teacher training with us, send us an email. Our email addresses are louise@studylegalenglish.com or contact@natashacostello.com. And of course, I'll leave those links in the show notes. Natasha, are there other ways to contact us?
Yes, and you can contact us on LinkedIn as well if you want to. We're both on LinkedIn.
Absolutely. Good. So we are certainly looking forward to working together again this year. We're looking forward to working with you as well, our listeners. So thanks, Natasha, for joining me today and for all the work that we do together. Thank you.
Thank you, Louise.
Thank you. And thank you to my listeners. And remember to check out the podcast notes and all of the links that we mentioned today. If you're interested in joining us for these workshops and you're interested in getting that discount code, make sure that you sign up and enroll quickly. All right. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Study Legal English podcast. If you really want to get ahead, why not become a member and gain access to many learning resources? Visit studylegalenglish.com/pricing.